Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we're talking step 11, which is passion. Exciting things come when we talk about passion. So I'm excited for this month and what it will bring. We are going a little bit forward. Today is the last day of July, but we are moving on to August. So Terry is here with me as always, my lovely co-host. How was your week, Terry? Was it full of passion?
Well, I would say that it probably was. Last week when we talked, I was in the Bay Area, which I remained there until Friday, working with some teachers that I really enjoy working with around the area and content of science, which I have a passion for. And it's really the opportunity I have to work with these teachers. Once a year, we come together as a whole group that are involved in this grant. And so this is really the only time I see all of these teachers. And I was working with kindergarten teachers, which kindergarten is the grade level I worked with in the most. And then two other facilitators, a scientist, a paleontologist, and then a science coordinator for the Oakland School District, which is one of the largest school districts in California. And we come together. This is the third year that we've worked together. So there's a family relationship there in terms of connection and familiarity with the work. And so it was really exciting to work with them again. And part of the work is to take a field day and go out into nature and experience the science that we're studying. So we were studying the effect of acidification of the ocean due to man's involvement in the atmosphere and global warming. And so we went out into the tide pools in around the Bay Area, and we were able to see firsthand all of these organisms that live in the sea. And then we were able to go to the Golden Gate Park Science Academy and meet with some research scientists there that are studying acidification of the ocean. And it was so interesting, and I get so excited about how as individuals we can make a difference in our world by being thoughtful and aware and willing to take care of and be stewards of the earth. And so that's something I'm very passionate about. And so that was really fun. And just got to spend time with my friends that I don't see all of the time that live in my area, but we don't work together on a daily basis anymore. And then my daughter Heather was there. She's a sixth grade teacher, and she was attending her content area. And just to be able to spend time and have friends that you can connect with, and that passion of being in the moment and investing in these relationships and connections with others. It was really fun. And we came home Friday and we got in all kinds of traffic. It seemed like there was something in the universe working against us to get home, because of course it's always traffic in the Bay Area. And then once we got onto the 99, there was a fire. We had to take a big detour, and then we got back on 99 and we were getting closer to home between Fresno and Tulare, there were three accidents. So there wasn't any fatalities, but you know how just fender benders still cause these big pile-ups on the freeway. So it took us a long time to get home, and we were anxious to get home. We'd been gone a full week, and we were anxious to get home and see our families and sleep in our own beds and shower in our own shower. So it was, but it was still just a wonderful opportunity to practice something that I have a lot of passion around, something that I really feel strongly about and value. And always when I'm working with science, I'm getting out of my comfort zone because my content knowledge is not my strength. My strength is in teaching and pedagogy. And so I always am pushed out of my comfort zone by having the passion to learn more and to be a lifelong learner. That's a real passion of mine. And so I got to practice that this whole week and then come home. And so far, since I've been home on Friday, I've had a pretty relaxing time and just renewing my energy and focusing on a workshop that we're going to be doing this weekend. So, and I'm also, I think, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I invested in a program to kind of an organizational program, and I've been working on organizing my office. And so I've had some time to really go through some papers, and today I bought some new shelves, and I'm going to be able to get everything off the floor in my office, which is real exciting and motivating to me as well. So I have a passion for order, and that it's stressful for me when things aren't orderly. And so just having some time and some calm to be able to think about that and do that has nurtured me as well, so that I can concentrate on the things that I'm passionate about. So anyway, that's my report.
Well, it was quite a report. So how do you know that science is something that you're passionate about?
Well, because I really like learning about how things work, and I think science, this particular institute, we were doing life science, so we're talking about organisms just as we are an organism and the interrelatedness of all living things and the universe and how all of that comes together. And I think learning is my real passion. So learning in the realm of science is really out of my comfort zone. About the last 12 years, maybe a little bit more than that, I've had this my toe into the arena of science as a content area, because my training was all in language arts and reading. And I was asked to start with some grants and being the science project coordinator and more administrative kinds of things. And then I was in the leadership, I was doing more of the how people learn and those kinds of parts. And it's just been the last 3 years that I've been in the what they call the cadre, which is the content part of the science. And so that's really pushed me to learn. And I think learning is my passion. I feel like we always can learn, that what we learn is what we take with us when we go on to our next dimension. And so I'm always motivated and energized by learning something new. And so I read a lot. I watch a lot of documentaries. I like to watch history. I like to learn, and so this learning science is a new area for me, and so it's the passion of learning something new and then realizing that my choices and the things that I decide to do have an impact on numerous other organisms that are alive on the earth, not just human beings, but the other organisms in the ocean that we share space with, or in the forests that we share space with. And you know, it's just really interesting. Last year we did earth science, the year before that we did physical science, which is the most challenging, but we looked at motion and how things move and all of Newton's laws of motion. And just, it's exciting to me to learn something new. You're never too old to learn something, and that's how I think I keep, you know, that's how we keep our brains alive. And as long as we're learning, we have so much potential in so many areas in our life that we can be learning, you know, both science, spirituality, health. You know, there's just so many areas in our life, literature, music, art. It's just all, to me, it's thrilling to be able to to learn things and then apply those to your circumstances and what impact you can have on the lives of others as well. So that's how I know it's a passion. Whenever I get a chance to talk about it, blah, 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 I talk about it because I feel really strong about it.
I think that's a good sign for our listeners. If you're not sure what you're passionate about, what is something in your life right now that you could talk about over and over again, you know, that you want to know more about, that you're searching for more knowledge about, or that you're involving yourself in more often than not. Those are the things that you're passionate about. And I think that if you don't have something in your life like that right now, then it's your opportunity to pursue it, to go out and to test different things and see if they ignite a passion in you or not, and find something that is passionate, that you're passionate about. I have lots of friends that are very passionate about reading for me, in our family, we are very passionate about TV shows and movies. We're very into cinema. And so we can sit around and talk about shows that we all watch and books we've all read or movies we've seen and have a conversation, even down to my six-year-old can involve herself in these conversations because we participate in them as a family. Or going to the beach. You know, our family loves to go to the beach or go to Yosemite. And these are other things that we can do that we're all passionate about, you know, little hikes and seeing the waterfalls and, you know, learning about the trees and, you know, different aspects of, you know, the ocean or whatever it might be where we go. And so those are things that we can do as a family. So it involves a lot of my passions because I get to be with my children who I'm very passionate about, my family I'm very passionate about, but then we get to all get really excited about other things, either a storyline or a plot or a character or, you know, nature and what is around us. We also have really great conversations about our faith. Because that's something that we're all involved in. And so, but separately from my family, you know, I have Fearless Living, something that I'm definitely very passionate about. That's why we have this blog talk show. That's why we, continue to be involved in our the Fly community and do workshops and support workshops and get further trainings because this is what we're passionate about. And we like to share that with other people. And I'm also very passionate about other things that I do. Like I'm sure I've shared that I sell unique makeup, and I'm very passionate about that. I do live videos of putting on my makeup, taking off my makeup, showing new products, and having fun with that. And I think that and there's other things we've talked about, other people we've talked about that we follow and that we have gotten a lot out of, in our lives, like with Carol Tuttle and her energy profiling and just other people that I've found on Facebook that I've listened to, and I find great value in the things that they say and the way that they say. And those are all different ways that you can explore going out there and finding things that you're passionate about. And it's not necessarily something you have to go out and explore. It could be exploring things on YouTube or on Facebook or talking with your friends, or the books that you read, maybe expanding into another genre or, going to meetup groups of people who like to read the same kind of books you read, so you're meeting other people, getting exposed to other books, whatever it might be. Passion is, I feel, the fuel that gets us going. And so anything that you're motivated to get up off your butt and do is a good sign that it could be something you're passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say it's, and sometimes you can come down to one overarching passion that you have that there's several things that fit into it, you know, like
mm-hmm.
yesterday at church, someone was talking about the, you know, what's the priority in terms of commandments, you know, and I mean, God pretty clearly said the first commandment was to love him and the second commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself. And I think when I was saying my prayers today, I was just thinking about what that means, you know, because I think, you know, I've talked a lot about my analogy with the hourglass and so what does that mean when you love yourself and you make choices based upon that acceptance and how you value yourself and how that ties mm-hmm. to serving others and how that ties to being obedient to the commandments. And to me, it was kind of like a little revelation or epiphany that how important that loving yourself is, but that there are subtle differences in, you know, some people feel like if you love yourself, you're being self-centered and
or selfish.
That's not the kind of love that God was talking about. It was if you first of all love your higher power, whatever you want to call it. I call it my Heavenly Father. If you love your Heavenly Father, you read his words through his prophets and you love him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. And then you love yourself. It's a godly kind of love. The way he loves you, you love yourself. I mean, like how you love your children, because we're his children.
Mm-hmm.
And you love your children. You love your children in a way that's selfless. You know, it's unconditional. So that's how
mm-hmm.
you would love. That's how you would love yourself, because that's how God loves you. And how that all then translates into making choices that are centered in God's love, you know? And I just was
mm-hmm.
all rolling around in my head. And then that connects to my passion for learning and for sharing that, you know, with other people. And that ability to love yourself to me is the crux of fearless living. It's
mm-hmm.
the purpose for my passion. And I became much, just all of a sudden today, I had that clarity about how I could design my keynote speech around that whole hourglass analogy and the kind of love that we're talking about when we talk about loving ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love how
and
you
the
talk
commandment
about that.
Is to love others. You know, the commandment is
mm-hmm.
to love others as you love yourself, but you can't love others until you love yourself. And that's what I found
mm-hmm.
out, and that's how that hourglass analogy works for me. So I have to give a talk in Toastmasters in a couple weeks. So I'm going to order my hourglass and I'm going
awesome.
To work on that talk because it's a 20-minute talk that I want to give, which will be like a keynote, and just start
mm-hmm.
developing that so I could start going around and giving that to people, you know, volunteer to
mm-hmm.
give it at women's groups or churches or, you know, because it's all about what is self-love. If it's self-love in order to love others, it's totally different than what the world sometimes equates that to mean, you know?
Yeah, I think that's where it comes down to. What is your definition? What is your definition
mm-hmm.
of godly love or your
mm-hmm.
higher power's love? You know, does
mm-hmm.
your higher power love you? I mean, I think that's where some people might even have to start. You know, especially people who may not have a higher power, then how do they connect with love in general? What does love mean?
Mm-hmm.
To love oneself or to love someone else? What does that mean? You know, what does that look like? How does that feel? Not only, you know, how does that feel to love someone else, but how does that feel to love yourself or to feel the love from someone else? Do you let it in or do you block it off? You know, I think that a lot of things come down to the definition. And that's why there can be some confusion when it comes to
things like religion, where there's different scenes of opinions because people define things differently. They experience things differently. How you were talking earlier about how the universe was against you to get home. Some people go through their lives thinking that the universe or the higher power is against them. Well, if your higher power is against you, how do you define that love then? Find that love from that higher power, and then how do you define how you love yourself and how you love others? So it's really interesting how someone goes through life, you know, how they see the world. You know, I was talking with one of my friends, like my challenge right now from time to time comes to because I am trusting myself more, because we were talking about that, because I am trusting myself more and I'm putting myself out there, it's becoming more clear to me that my next step is a deeper level of trust of myself, but not only myself, but a trust of my Heavenly Father and His trust of me. So, you know, trusting that He knows my abilities and that He isn't going to give me something that I can't handle, but that He's giving me things that are going to be for my good and to strengthen me and grow me as a person so that I can be and do those things that I need to do here, you know, during my time here on earth. And so it's like a new level of trusting myself and trusting that He really does know me. But see, someone who has a different, you know, look at life, is coming from a different situation and beliefs, you know, how do they define it? And so I think that when people come together and have that conversation, that's how we can all be, you know, expanded in our view of what that means. You know, when you're talking to people who have the same concept of godly love or self-love, I think the conversation can only go so far. I think when you bring in other people, and that's why I love workshops, when you bring in other people and their views, your view can be expanded. It doesn't necessarily change, but it can be expanded because you can see a little further, even into your own view of how you're seeing something, because you're seeing it from a different perspective. So, yeah, I think that's why conversation is so important, because you hear your definition, you hear others' definition, and others' experiences, and that deepens and widens your own view of your own. And so that's why I love live workshops. So I would really encourage all of our listeners, if possible, check out a live workshop. It doesn't have to be ours. It could be one of our colleagues or one of Fearless Living's workshop, Fearless Living, the Institute itself's workshops. That could be closer to where you are, because I know not all of our listeners are here in California. And so I encourage you, or even just get around people, go to a meetup group or, you know, engage us on our Facebook page. Let's start these conversations so that all of our understandings can be expanded and widened and deepened, because that's what conversation is. And that's why I love this call. And I love these conversations, because I doubt even though we have conversations because we are mother and daughter and we're friends and we're colleagues, this show gives the opportunity for those conversations to even go deeper and expand even more, especially when we bring on other coaches and other people to the show, because it just makes it richer.
I agree, and it's also a way to connect all of these steps, because when you become aware of your own passion and purpose, and you're willing to listen to others and trust your own intuition and really expand your understanding of others and have inclusion and respect for one another, it just, as you said, expands your whole experience and allows you to love even more. And so that's why these 12 steps are so amazing, because when practiced in synergy, they really do expand your thinking, your understanding, your willingness to be open and willing to listen and willing to respect others and share your love, which the last step is love, but we've talked about it a lot tonight because it really permeates all 12 of the steps.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's very connected to passion as well.
Yeah.
And I think because I feel like you talked about our purpose, and we at Fearless Living kind of put passion and purpose together almost always. They're kind of like peanut butter and jelly. But I feel like the passion, like your purpose is your car and passion is the fuel, is the gas. And, you know, for us to have passion for our lives, for our dreams, for these things that we're wanting to accomplish, you know, there has to be that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like love is very connected to that purpose and as well. But, you know, I feel like when you are passionate about something, it's kind of what makes life where you go from just, you know, existing to living your life. It takes you out of survival mode and it puts you in this place where you're actually living. And that's something that I really discovered about 3 years ago, where I put myself in a position where I was very passionate about almost everything that I was doing. It got me into a little bit of trouble, but it expanded my view of so many things, and especially myself. And so when we're actively living, we're actively making choices, we're actively pursuing and stepping forward, that's being passionate about life and about living. And it can be anything. It can be, you know, teddy bears. It could be motorcycles. It could be roller coasters. It could be whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that gets you out of bed and gets you excited about life and, you know, making choices and dreaming. That's what I love about passion. Passion is what makes life worth living, I guess. And whatever mm-hmm. it is that it, you know, that gets you excited, you know, how can you, you know, bring that into your life more often? You know, there's a lot of people that are really talented at certain things, but that's not necessarily something they're passionate about. So maybe their career is accounting because they're really good with numbers, but they're passionate about unicorns. You know, how can they bridge those things together? How can they make their life, you know, more fulfilling? You know, there's ways you can do it. And that, you know, I have a friend that's like that, you know, and hearing someone talk about something that they're passionate about just makes me more passionate about my life as well. And it could be something, you know, I don't have a passion for unicorns, but listening to my friend talk about unicorns, you know, gets me excited for the things that I'm excited about. And how can I bring those things more into my life? How can I have more synergy in all of those things that I love and mm-hmm. bring them together and bring passion to, you know, maybe those mundane things or those everyday things that I may not find so much passion in? How can I bring passion into those areas of my life? How can I bring those things that I'm passionate about into those other areas so that I have more passion for those things that I'm doing? Like, I don't love cleaning my house, right? So how can I bring the things that I am passionate about into those areas, into cleaning my house, to make it more fun and less of a chore? And mm-hmm. I think that, as you engage in things that you're passionate about, you will find ways to engage that into the other areas of your life that you aren't so passionate about, and where your life becomes more fulfilling.
Truly, truly insightful. Something
you.
That we can consider as we go through this month, thinking about passion and purpose. So I think our mm-hmm. time is spent, and
it is.
It's been a great conversation. So I hope that everyone will contemplate this passion, their passion in their lives, and get some clarity around what really excites them and helps them to. Go ahead.
I'd love for you guys to share with us either on Facebook or our website or however it is that you connect with us. Share with us what is your passion, let us know what that is. Maybe even some of our guests are willing to come on this month. In one of our calls this month, we'll have 5 calls on passion, and share with us what you're passionate about.
Yep, that would be great. That would be great. Well, have a great week, and hopefully we'll have some people call in, maybe join us, and we just would like to be able to put more of you on a personal basis. But go forth this week and be fearless.
Yes, everyone, be fearless.
Bye.